So we have a kav mehal oimis takel shoshet dvarim yatapol di avera da mayim basal amet tahoilim v'miyata tzedikim v'cheshm mayim basal people struchel amet tahoilim v'makom afrim et toleil v'miyata tzedikim v'cheshm v'mal ma'at ha'bach ha'kesh baruch. So he has a whole bunch of shaylas. First of all, Yeshua sold ma'utzak loimah kol shoshet dvarim kibzeh she'ach shayv shoshet litin v'cheshm loim di avera ma'atzak mayim basal amet tahoilim. I mean, div v'cheshm alone is enough set a person away from Avera, so you're going to be held accountable for everything. There's going to be an Einish, there's going to be a Tzchar, etc. Secondly, and this is probably the stronger Kasha, V'chim yachshev shebo mitipos ruch le'as Avera, there's a klam klas as Avera. If a person is about to eat chaza, he has a very appetizing chaza or something like that, and then somebody says, oh, do you know where you came from? You came from tipos ruch, for what? That's the probably the crux of the issues. You also say to yourself, listen, if I have nothing, if Lemaisa nothing is going to happen, what can I accomplish with it? What can I do? I'm not going to be this, I'm going to be that. So certainly he's going to do Averis. For Keret, there's a, it's a more of an incentive to do an Averis. The ask is shayla zoi shayla shayla kakam yudivir Rebbe, shayla mistakam shayla 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 dvarim, shayla mechom asech lusim nechtavim. Over there, it's also the similar. The main thing is that in the Cheshem, kisham yesh lashiv, kisham amalacha kalkol aide ayin roya vayzah shamaat, shayla zah maizah mitzvim nechtavim. Over there, at least you could answer that it's one inyan. Don't think you get away with anything. There's the ayin, there's the oizin, and everything ends up the safer that you're accountable for. Al kankosh, void kimodim, hoilech amogrim talech, it is in the cheshm. If you told me a person is going to vadoin, elawat in the shomer remains, so the person is not going to mogrim talech. Void loshel the avera shomer, void lema shena ta uisa avera, losh mayim bosal anatoile shomer, vle omer me ayin ule ayin. In other words, the ayin and the la'an is the same real word. It's two different ways of writing the ayin and la'an. I mean, it's both are constructing the same, it's the same word set. And why is it one way this way, one way here? Ve'ilo mezocha kadiva kavi mahal she'ach ha'shmaya v'aftal yigviz ibedyas. Royal ask, I said, quite of the Begrishan. Here's Chada. So first, Ki Hiskola Perik Bidivakavi Mahal, the Goyla Musash Niskadivakavi, Stagal Shadwari Binatabadichet. So he starts off because there's a lot of, it's a very powerful statement. The Kafs of Dvarisha Perik. Oh, Mashalai, Hoya, Lai Hiskai, Sepek Shayn Chalasa. So why didn't he move him back to the second Perik? Ki Divi Rebbe, Yasikolim called Erech Taib. Rebbe says the more Chloristic Mahalach, how to, you know, and what even to go. Well, he is specifically preventing Avera. Shama eit der shivlo adam shemidas atoibus. Ga maisim toivim av mechashe b'chulu b'yom koilo silo kachet kwa shama achra b'stak v'shad dvarim l'kach divi rabbi yoysiri b'shayni which is by Hashem. So first divi rabbeinu are klolistic perspective on avodas Hashem. Nakami mahal is a much more specific how to prevent from Avera. Ba'oi, kiroi l'chabi divi rabbi mavoyis ha-shin shvil fnei zeh. They wanted to the rabbi to be mamshich with Hillel and so on. It wasn't ready the tight chain of the zugis, but term is elazek. So lemaisa, even though there's no straight shulshelas, it's a hemshechius because. So it's similar enough to the musig of being mekabel of a hemshir of meseris. They wanted over there to have a close set mekablim, so therefore you have to push it off to here. With some dvar b'shperik, kidvar b'kolim gamkei, would be rabbi davzavur. So he explains the technical nekuda of the technical itself is sort of going to go back to the first kasha, which is really the nekuda that needs clarification from Pshat here. Behini, akavi b'mahal b'lulmoid ha'adam she'yosim en esibas achet. Akavi b'mahal is to teach a person to take away the sibas achet. Like all in Yanim in Pirkei Avos, he is being misamic more into the shroshim. She'kolz mash la'yos ha'adam she'u sibas achet. As long as he doesn't take away the thing that's sibas achet, u'bali de'chet. So lemaisa, any type of tshuva, any type of mahalach, where you're dealing with pratim, you are going to not address the issue. It's like when you weed a garden and you take off the tops and you leave the shrashim, it's going to come back. V'asibah shabadim lichet v'yitzahara shenas Hashem yisbarach v'adam. V'agorim achet al ha'adam.
It says by Shaul when he came to
when he came to the ish, to the woman who was the balas oiv, and called up the mace, so he didn't want to eat anything, and she told him, no, you sit down, have something to eat, and so on and so forth. It says Bayachov, same thing, when he came to Nevoyas and says, you know, you've got this wonderful kerem, how much you want it, and he says, I don't want anything. He came back home and he said, oi, I don't want to, you know, I am not in the mood to eat. So Izevel, who was a very, very caring wife, said, oi, my dear husband, why aren't you eating? And he said, well, because this terrible guy in the Noyas is not giving me his kerem. And she said, don't worry, I'll take care of it. And then he got back his appetite. Where's Itzavin have to do with appetite? The appetite's appetite, Itzavin's Itzavin. So it's hard to imagine a Balchai, if he's scared, is not going to eat because he's busy running away from something. But being depressed, it says in Yeshua also, for like Koma Ruach, it says Rochav Azaina told the Meraglim that for like Koma Ruach Beish, that, you know, everybody knows it's a foregone conclusion that you guys are going to take over, and nobody has any spirit left to be misnagged. So the Gemara says in Svachim that it means that even in terms of kishri, in terms of bia, the cheshik for bia left everybody. Nobody could be misgashed, the Gemara says, and that's why they weren't. And that's being that Rachav was a zayna, she knew all these problems from all the gedolei yivichai, so she could tell them, so to speak, an inside report about what's going on. So you see that both the taiva of achila and the taiva of bia are decided by matzav ruach. Why? I mean, I can understand that gaiva would be affected by a sense of depression or a sense of of well-being. And, you know, if I feel that things are going really well, I could be very, very arrogant and haughty. But why is the taiva linked to it? I want to, it's clear the psukim, it's clear in everyday life. Somebody is down about something, he loses the appetite, or some people overeat, but so that's just to keep them busy, but a lot of people lose their cheshik for everything. What's the correlation? I'd like to add another observation. You find, Lamashal, I understand well that if somebody's at an event and there's a very good piece of cake or ice cream or whatever it is that's there, and the person makes an effort to get to it, so the person walks over and takes something that he likes, he runs and takes it, fine. Those are the same cause and effect that a Balchai will have. The Seichel, I mean, I'm just saying Lahavdol, not because on that level we're all like that. But like the rat will go to the cheese. The cheese sends out a message to the brain, enjoy me, and the brain pushes the body to take it and so on. But let's say the person left the chasana. He was in a rush, he didn't have a chance to have the whatever it was, the dessert. And the next day, somebody tells him, ah, there was such a gewaltig dessert there, it's awesome. So we feel bad that we missed it. Now, it's a hard way to understand it. It's hard in the Balchai that, again, we can't project in the Balchai because the whole musik of remembering and thinking and so on. But it's hard. We understand well that from the lowest bug to the highest Balchai, they go to Hana. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria, and that's the tikkun of the Bria, that everything moves towards the Hana. So if an elephant remembers that a bale of hay is pleasant, it will look for the bale of hay, find it, and eat it. But to sit back to think, ah, Ashad, yesterday I could have had a piece of cake. But right now, if you would have had it yesterday, then right now you would have none of it. It deterrences, you'd have the remembrance of the taste. So the fancy of the taste. So fantasize whatever you want. I mean, you can fantasize the cake that you had 6 weeks ago. What do you have today if you had yesterday? You know, why is that? And it's a tchunas adam people, the Gemara says, that by the Maaser of Lazar Reishon, when he walked into him and he asked him, why are you crying? Imishum that you didn't have, that you're poor. Lavka adam zeicha for two shulchanis. We're talking about him when he was dying already. And so he's asking him in literal, he's asking him in terms of, are you mitzvah that you're on the chassid? It's one thing if a person is living and he says he has not 50 years left to live and it's going to be good mushet, there's only been one meal a day and it's going to be difficult, it's going to be bread. And so I'm saying that I'm dreading that life. But if I'm finished, it's gone with. So the Torah, I could be mitzvah on that, I understand. I could have learned more. I could be coming up to Shemayim with Shas, this and that, fine. Or I'm mitzvah on the fact that I didn't have two shulchanis. What does that mean? What would it do to me? I'm crying now, reflecting, if only a week ago and a month ago and a year ago, I would have had a good meal. That doesn't make any sense. I forget about that he was questioning him, that's what he thought. But say that, you know, let's take that out of the equation. But the etzim, even in the kipshutei shaboy, it's strange. Because why would a person be crying that when he's dying, that he could have had two shulchanis? You know, that he... So, I think the pshat's like this. In the world of Tainuk and in Tsar and in Tainuk, the be'emes are two levels. There's a chelik that is the physical pleasure and the physical pain and pleasure of the event itself. And in that, a person is like a balchai. That's what we call koyach hataiva. And b'meila, the person is only nagea for when it's there. When he's eating it, there's a pleasure, and when he looks to find it, that chelik is the lower half of taiva, and that's really the more enough of aveira. There's a deeper koyach in the person. The koyach of the yetzer in the person is a koyach for the person to push himself to be an accomplished person, to exist, to be an accomplished person. It says, the Chazal say, when is yetzer hara nichnas, machlekes rabbeinu dinas, and the raya was that if yetzer hara would have been inside, he would have kicked his mother's womb open to come out. What's the pshat in that? It means that the realization of the self, the yetzer is the koyach achius in the person. It's yetzer toiv and yetzer ra. It's the koyach in the person of self. A person with the world of tanugim defines for the person his existence. Just like Midas of Gaiva, when a person comes and he says, I had a fantastic vacation. My vacation was gewaldig. But it's gone. So what are you now? Now you're back sitting at the desk. The teretz is, but me, I'm a person who was a lot of yesh. I did fantastic vacations. I had a lot of tanugim. The yetzer hara, the hairs, the person in that mode of the nana from the world. He's mitzaref the hanoz and the tanugim to the koymes adam. And the melech, the person, if my vacation was lousy, so it's, I'm not only mitzharet on the fact that I paid money for something I didn't want, but I feel I was cheated. I lost in my mahus. a successful vacation is a successful person. A lot of tanugim is a lot of tanugim, and b'meil, if I don't have it, I don't have it. I was once, like the worst of all was, I was at a levaya of an uncle who was completely not from, anti-from, and he had a son. It was the son was a ben shivim, so the my uncle must have been about 100. And he was totally fried, married to us, basically to a goya. And nothing, a pustakli in every sense of the word. And around, we were there a half hour before the funeral, so he was standing around the ironing. The son was telling me the following, that he's retired and he lives in Florida and he has the best of all worlds. He's realized the American dream. He works in his pajamas at the computer, and I had him a half hour. He was telling me, he was pushing, dripping with tainuk to tell me about his tanugim, which were not, were knap. But I was asking myself, I was trying to figure out what's this conversation about. And I realized he never has to convince himself that he has to convince himself that he's a yesh. That's him. He's gone. He's finished. He's retired. He's not doing anything much, all that much. I mean, whatever he's doing, but it's not the teretz is. But if I'm a nothing, if I'm a nobody, then I'm a nothing, a nobody. His whole half hour description of all the tanugim that come his way, it was there to explain to me. And to try to explain to himself how much yesh the person has, how much person there is over there. He is the man who realized the American dream, that he sits in his pajamas on the Florida beach and types away at his computer. That's what he was telling me. The Yetzirah is a unique nekud. Taiva, I could work on Taiva. Lamarshal, if people can give up cigarette smoking, if it's just a taiva, they'll work on it. But in the era when cigarette smoking was also considered to be socially very, very distinguished, that's a gentleman smoked and so on and so forth, it was very hard to give it up because you weren't only giving up the taste of the cigarette, you were giving up, you looked like a neb, you kind of looked like a social misfit. The Yitzhar, the Kech, the Shirish of Chet, lies not in the momentary pleasure in it, but it lies in the fact that the person dehairs himself as the sum total of the chatoim. I was once, if you think about it, most people who do crimes are not caught by the police. They're not because it's not because of Sherlock Holmes standing on his knees looking through the streets of London for the threads and odd things left around for the clues. Most of it is the guy goes, he drinks in a bar, he boasts to the guy sitting next to him that I killed this person, robbed this person, sold these drugs, did whatever it is, and this partner gets picked up by the police, something else, and he says, I have something nice for you, I'll trade you, you know, my freedom for this information. That's how most crimes get solved. What do you have to talk for? The terrorist is because it's never just about the thing itself. The person, the Yetzirah is the Kleah Hachiz of the person, where the person that has his self through Ra. And that's why it becomes very, very difficult to do anything about it. The Rosh Hashanah, Dame Ayin Bosa, is the Pshat, if a person stops the herring his self as being the mitzias of Ra, if the person realizes that he be'etzim is the mitzias where these things have no shaykhs to it, mashal ma'adavadayma, a kid will boast to somebody else how many mud pies he made at the beach, and he has that same type of yitzhar as the mechias. When he gets older, it's not part of his world. It just lost its meaning and significance. It doesn't say anything. A kid does stuff in yeshivas, shtusim. As long as yeshiva is something to boast about because it makes you a chevrima, it makes it something, it adds to your kaima. When a person is out of it, it's gone. So the real deher of, the real shayish of chet lies in dehering who the person is. Da me ayin basa is a deher of, of who the person is and what the person is. And that's why if you say to yourself, you know, those tanugim that you're thinking about, those inyanim you're thinking about, they are not ever going to be part of yourself in a real picture. That becomes the beginning of where, so then a person can work on etzem resisting of the chet. If the person knows that resisting the chet is just this taste, but tomorrow he's not even going to think about it. Moshe Malad Avodah, if a person is trying to give up smoking, if he didn't have a cigarette today, he's not going to regret that tomorrow. We just don't think about it. It's only because you, in those areas that you have this mechanism of that I inherit as being myself, that's where you have the problem. It's very interesting. There's a machlokes in Gemara and Beya about whether a person tells through Chatzi Hashem or Chatzi Lachem. So Rabbi Loza held, whether you're supposed to do Chatzi Hashem, Chatzi Lachem, or you're supposed to do, you can do Kulei Lashem. So it says, it's very strange. Gemara says that Rabbi Loza darshan, a lot of Talmidim that had a different sheet that kept leaving all during the day. And then finally at the end, whoever was left, he told them, lechutzu, he said the pasuk that Ezra said by Rosh Hashanah, lechu achlu mashmanim shumantakim, kichez Hashem u'uzchem. So this is this. I thought he doesn't hold of it. He's the one who holds that you don't need it. It's either kulal Hashem or you know, you don't need to have Chatzi Hashem, Chatzi Lachem. So, what happened over here? I think, I don't usually say Teretz and Alak Taiz, but upon him, there's a big Malkum there. The word was, what happened with all that parsha over there? And Bemis is that parsha is the Sheirish of it's Rosh Hashanah that Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah and the Oifi of celebration was Shayach B'Miyuchad to Rosh Hashanah. It's Keilu the Tiur of what Rosh Hashanah looked like, and so Tosfos says that the drasha was just, it was a regular meal. It was time for lunch, and he told them, you know, today you should eat something more because it's Yom Tov. I think mitzvah the mashmos of the Gemara, chedvas Hashem mo'uschem means the person needs to deher his self, not as the me'ayin basal on at the hoylich. In other words, certainly Yom Tov is chayev Simchas Yom Tov, and Reb Yeshua held that the only way to do it is to combine the two. The person has a part of day when he's taka, eats and drinks and so on. There's a Chatzi Lachem and there's a Chatzi Hashem. Reb Lezer said, if the person is misamik in the Lashem, it brings to a simcha. When a person dehairs the Chedus Hashem Imuzchem, that's where the person dehairs it. So in Rosh Hashanah Lekulam it's like that. Rosh Hashanah there is no Chatzi Lachem, it doesn't belong in that Mechas. And the Pasuk Taka is like that. He told them, he said, you just now had a Hisiris of Tshuva. You just now, you're crying and so on. Deher that as your accomplishment. He wasn't negating it, but he's saying that in Rosh Hashanah, because the person deheres his self very differently, he deheres himself as the Mayim Basa, that's why he can deher Chad Sashem Yomuzchem. So, and it's same Rabbi Loza, the same Achloik is about when it's Nivroilam. Rabbi Loza holds with Tish Nivroilam, so the Pshat is that's how he deheres the Maisa in Rosh Hashanah. So to sum up, the Nekuda, the morale is being aimed here on a very deep Nekuda of hate. That the level, Taiva as a goyim for chet is always low-level kaiva, because sach hakol kaiva is in the hoiva, and a person all he needs to do is resist the hoiva, and that's enough. It would not have staying power. The real sheirish of chet lies in what the Maral called the tahara, meaning the sense that I'm identified with the ra, the sense that who I am is by how much of a chevima. If I don't speak lashara about the person, then people think I'm a tamim, I'm naive, I don't know what's going on. That's the deeper part that keeps me saying lashara. The tainug of while I speak it is one thing, but coming across as the chevima, understanding the aveira is giving me my mitzvahs, is the real sheirish of chet. And that's why the Tana says, this is what Kavah Hall says, may I am Bazan Hurlich is, who is you? Define you. If you were yourself the way you are now, so there's a mark of such a happiness. But you're not. You weren't and you won't be. So this is a phase now, it's like a teenager. You're not going to be a teenager forever, you weren't a teenager. Whatever you think now is you is an illusion. It's not there. Rosh Hashanah in the world of Tikkun HaMaisim, Rosh Hashanah in its being Briyas Adam represents the Me'ayin Basel Chelik of it. And when a person declares that his self is really the self of his neshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we have the Metzius of Chetzer Mo'uschem. Chedus Hashem Yimuschem is an oifen of being Mekayim, the Chatzilach Hashem, as the Chatzilachem. So he told them, if you stayed until now, the other people were leaving, they were saying, oh, we don't have any Yontif left. We there's no Yontif, there's nothing in it for us. If you stayed as the Pshat, you're deherring that this is us. And if you deher that way, then it's Takav Mokav for Simcha. Then it's, he said, don't. If you deher the mevirus on chait and the shuka for toiv as being your rotten, then it's chedus Hashem mo'uschem. It becomes mo'uschem means your sense of strength, of power, of mitzvah. That's what it becomes. That the person realizes self as through the prism of the Chedus Hashem. Any questions?
No.